Sometimes, I was convinced that Idar would have benefited from fewer men being in power. Probably because I was descended from a particularly useless one, Lord Eric. He was the only sibling of King Anders II, first monarch of House Cyanborn. Anders, after taking Idar by force from a weak ruler, had privately fretted over Eric's ambition now that he was so close, and yet so far, from the throne. The solution was swift and resolute. He would be married abroad. The new Edoran king did not have to look far. Ferazzi, their closest neighbour and closest enemy, had a future queen in need of a husband. Eric would have a throne, and peace would be secured between the two countries for another few decades. Lord Eric, my great-great-grandfather. The blood link between the countries of my birth and future. It was ridiculous to stare at a portrait of a man from generations ago, trying to find a shred of resemblance. I knew this, and yet I couldn't stop, following each brushstroke, trying to find any familiarity in his thin face and dissatisfied expression. My reasons, secret and never voiced to anyone, were especially pitiful. It would be kinder to find something in a bitter man whose story had faded into history, since so many noted my resemblance to my usurper birth father. Sometimes, when I looked in the mirror, it was all I could see too. The bells tolled the hour, a familiar sound that shaped my morning, my day, my life. And I was officially late. I swore under my breath, the curses harsh between my teeth, and glared at the faint cracks across Lord Eric's face. "This is all your fault," I informed him, then turned, picked up my skirts, and bolted down the length of the portrait gallery. At the entrance, I switched to a brisk walk. A princess never ran in public, and I was almost 18, no longer able to get away with rushing anywhere. Spring had arrived with surprisingly good weather that hinted towards a glorious summer. Sunlight poured in through the windows, smooth and butter soft. The trees were already thick with buds close to opening. I loved spring best, a fresh start for everyone, a chance to put aside the poor humour that had built up over the colder months and try again. Meetings with Isra, my parents' spymaster, were unpleasant at the best of times. Everyone assumed they were tense, clandestine affairs, but the position mostly meant a lot of paperwork, while the intelligence agents tried to stay alive and safe.